The resonant sound of string instruments hailing from India, like the globally famous sitar, are slowly taking up residency in world music ensembles across the globe, due in part to their alluring tonality and richly layered timbres. These global adoptions are progressively moving toward regularity by members of a number of stylistically diverse musical collectives around the globe. Within the family of string instruments in India, one lesser known called the sarod thrives. It is well established in country, is similar sounding to its cousin, the sitar, is a fretless resonant instrument like its more popular relative, and is deeply connected to Hindustani classical music. The sarod, a lead instrument like the sitar, is typically performed with tabla drums that resemble bongos, is supported by the underpinning of a tambura, a stringed drone, and in some cases includes a maharaja, an organ-like harmonium, a singer, and on occasion features a thoroughly orchestrated composition.
प्रातस्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदात्म तत्त्वम् सच्चित् सुखम् परमहंसगतिं तुरीयम्.
Some historians believe the sarod, whose name roughly translates in English to beautiful sound or melody, descended from the Afghan rupad, a similar instrument originating in Central Asia and Afghanistan. Others speculate that the oud, the Arabic short-necked lute, may be the origin of the sarod. The sarod is visually appealing and crafted from steel or phosphor bronze. It's plucked with a triangular-shaped pick called the plectrum. Some sarod players don't adhere to a specific school of performance or use prescribed fingering techniques. And in some cases, self-taught players rely on their own personal playing preferences over any formal school of approach. Sarods, in contrast to the sweetly textured mood of the sitar, are loved for their unique, deep, somewhat weightier introspective sound. And because it is a fretless instrument, the sarod is able to produce continuous glissandos, or slides, between the notes that have the potential to draw listeners into a meditative-inducing state. The sarod is not ancient, and is in fact not very old at all, probably no more than 150 to 200 years old. And because it has 17 to 19 strings, it is by comparison to its Western counterpart, the guitar, not easily negotiated. Some ask, what will become of popular Indian classical instruments like the sarod? Will it and others like it remain singularly unique to their homeland, or will they continue to help forge pathways into Western music structures? The fullness of time will perhaps reveal the outcome. What remains exciting to practitioners, followers of Hindustani classical music and world music, is how the sarod, youthful though ancient sounding, might reconfigure music norms with new applications that remain historically and culturally edifying and musically intriguing. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.